And a petition is demanding the government listen to those who've been through state care and stop plans to abolish the role of Children's Commissioner. The oversight of Oranga Tamariki Bill would see the commissioner position replaced with a board and its monitoring and investigation roles folded into other government agencies. The petition claims, if passed, the bill weakens independent oversight and accountability of Oranga Tamariki. Haisa Almeida has more.
Aaron Hendry is the man who started the petition. He's a youth development leader from social services agency LifeWise in Auckland. He says removing the Children's Commissioner powers to investigate and monitor means it would be harder for Rangatahi and Tamariki voices to be heard.
We think it's vital that there remains an independent voice to continue to highlight the gaps in where young people, where our rangatahi, where our tamariki are being failed by the state.
He says the bill is opposed by many who have been in care.
There's huge concern within the lived experience community, within the social sector, that the changes that are being proposed will mute this voice and weaken the advocacy for young people and children.
Karamaki was brought up in foster care for more than 10 years and often didn't get the support she needed.
Social workers not taking accountability, trying to avoid action when it was needed. I think a lot of my time in care was spent with me having to kind of figure things out for myself.
She says the new commission will no longer have the ability to scrutinise and hold Oranga Tamariki to account.
By essentially like lessening their ability to do that, which will happen through this bill, they're ensuring that situations will get swept under the carpet.
The Etipu Erea Whanau is a non-profit organisation supporting the health and social needs of young people from all backgrounds. Its chief executive Zoe Hawke says the bill will undermine people's faith in the Children's Commission.
A sense of trust is needed, and taking it away and putting it into government doesn't give our communities that sense of trust.
She says the new board will have to prove itself.
And there is still a sense of, not having a voice, not having a say. If there is layers of accountability and independence in regards to the board, the young people we work with will certainly feel a sense of support.
Karamaki says the government hasn't listened to those who have been through the care system, and that's a big mistake.
A lot of the time when they're making decisions on behalf of a community that they're not a part of and have no experience with, those decisions aren't going to be enough to better that community's lives, and they're not going to even touch the surface.
The bill, opposed by all the opposition parties, is going through its second reading. In a statement, the minister in charge, Carmel Sepuloni, says the intent of the changes is to strengthen the system that holds Oranga Tamariki to account. She says a 5-year review is written into the legislation.